Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1187, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. In the writing, it's shir number 339. Okay, we want to start talking about the halachas of holchei drachim, in other words, eating or drinking as a traveler. How does that work? What are the conditions for it to apply, and so on? We'll be going through a quick actual review before we do that, or in conjunction with it, in reference to all the halachas of Shina Makam, which we spoke about till now, because of the fact Holchei Drachim is part of Shina Makam, but it's a little bit of a, they run sort of like parallel Holchei Drachim and Shina Makam together, but it's a different type of Holchei Drachim. It's a different type of Shina Makam, which we're going to see, as we could understand, because it's eating and drinking as a traveler. Because if you leave your house, I'm sitting and drinking my coffee. Now I decide to go out, I'm also traveling, but it's a different concept, which we're going to see. Now, the halachas of Shina Makam apply if one established themselves in one place to eat or to drink, like we said, Shahakal or Eitz or Adama and so on. Okay, so now if somebody, just to explain a little bit as to what it is, and then we're going to see what cuts it off, what cuts off the Holchei Drachim, what cuts off any bracha in general, but and especially when it comes to Holchei Drachim, when we talk about the halachas of traveling while eating or drinking, if it's done the right way, which we're going to see what the conditions are. So if one never established themselves in one place, right, this is the beginning stages. Somebody didn't establish himself in one place. For example, if one is traveling outside, right, they're in their car. They take a coffee and they're mamish in the car, they make the shahakal and they're traveling. So they never establish themselves in one place. The original bracha would continue on. We'll see there are other ways also, even starting in the house, but I don't want to mix everything up. Let's take it plain and simple. I take my coffee, I'm in my car, I make a shahakal, boom, and I go. As I'm traveling, that's all called part of holchei drachim. Even though I drive many, many miles, it's called part of the original bracha continues on, which we'll see. It could be broken off in three different ways, but we'll see that in a minute. But as I continue to travel, and we'll see even going in and out of places how that works, but the traveling itself is holchei drachim, is as we continue to drink. The original point is the original shahakal continues on. If it's a bag of potato chips, the original Barakri Adama continues on. Now, but there are a few different ways in which the original bracha will get cut off of having the status, for example, of holchei drachim and other brachas also, but specifically holchei drachim, right? Again, I'm in the car, I start to drink my coffee, shahakal, I go, fine. I'm in the car, I start to eat my bag of potato chips, I make a bari pri adama, I go, fine. As I'm traveling, it's good. Now, but there's certain, and the original bracha stays in place. There's certain ways that it could be cut off. Number one, if one decides to stop eating, in other words, I drank my coffee, I'm halfway through, that's it. I decide I've had enough coffee. I close it up. I put it on the side. No more coffee. I'm done. I'm stuffed. I'll maybe, I don't know, some other time I'll take the coffee. I have to warm it up and drink it again. So now that's it. So the bracha that's called Mesiach Das. You have what's called Mesiach Das. Now, if they decide to change their mind and start again, then they would talk and need a new bracha. You know what? 5 minutes later, I decide, yeah, you know what? I'm going to change myself. I'm not going to continue drinking the coffee. You put it aside. At first, you put it aside. You said, you're done, finish, it's over. I don't want any more coffee. That's it. 5 minutes later, you start to say, yeah, you know what? I changed my mind. I'm going to start drinking again. That's a real Mesiach Das, and one would need a new bracha. Even though they're in Holchei Drachim, and that's all the time. These halachas would basically cover all types of brachas, not just Holchei Drachim, but this is some of the ways how Holchei Drachim, the bracha that's made in conjunction with traveling, that you're traveling straight, could be cut off. Another way would be if somebody made a bracha achreina. I made a bar nefashes, right? Whether by mistake, not by mistake, we're not getting into that. I made my bar nefashes. I drank enough, or I ate enough, I made my bar nefashes, done. Now I would like to continue eating or drinking. One second, you need a new bracha. I stopped the potato chips, I made my bar nefashes. I want to start again, I made it, I need a new hadam. I stopped my coffee, I made a bar nefashes, I drank enough, right? Now I want to start again, I need a new bracha. Now one more way, which applies to holchei drachim, not so much the other brachas, the other things we just mentioned, the after bracha, and big meisiach das would apply to other brachas also, not just that, to even to amotzi and Mizonos. But now there's another way. If somebody's doing holchei drachim, in other words, I make my shahakal, I'm continuing to travel. I make my hadam and continuing to travel. So whatever it might be, now I reach my destination, right? Or I reach a destination where I want to stay. In other words, I get home, I get to the office, for example. So the third way to break up the Holchei Drachim, if one establishes themselves in one place, for example, they came home, that's it, I'm done, finished, trip's over. I came to the office, I'm done, I traveled to where I want to get, which is my office. One second, I still have the same cup of coffee. And they'll be staying in that place, for quite some time. I'm home, I'm staying here, that's it. I came to my office, I'm here, I'm staying here. Now they would need a new bracha. In other words, when you go to the new place, I'm now in the office, I would need a new bracha. Till now I was traveling, it's an hour drive to my office, right? As I'm traveling in the car, drinking, it's all the same shahakal. I'm driving home from my office. It could be anywhere. I'm just giving an example. I'm driving home from my office, right? It takes an hour drive. As I'm driving, I'm drinking the coffee. Fine. Same shahakal continues on. No problem. Even if I stop off in the restroom for a minute, I jump in to the store for 5 minutes to buy, chocolates or whatever, on the way. But that's all part of Holchei Drachim. The same shahakal on the coffee. I don't want to get mixed things up. That's original shahakal on my coffee, original hadama on the back of the page, it continues on. But that's only till I get to my established place, which we're going to talk about all these things, but I'm just starting off the subject now. I don't want to, mix anything up. We want to take it step by step. Once I get to the original place, I get to my house, I get to my office. Now if I want to continue eating and drinking in the established place, and this is where I'm staying, the best place is usually home or office, which is, we could understand. Now I'll need a new bracha. It's a totally different domain, if you want to call it, a totally different reshus, totally different location, whereby a new bracha will be needed. And we're going to see how these things come into play in upcoming shiurim. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha, bracha, kol tov.